Listening to Radio Rubber Room on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. This show is going to be intense. We're going to do some intense talking. We're going to have some conversation with some cool musicians. We got a lot going on. The guys, Luke and the Junk are here. The guys from the Yerb. They're visiting us down in Ashcake Road. We also got the host of the show, me, I'm Sean. And we also got Derek and Dan, two fine speaking gentlemen.
What up, Sean?
Hey, guy.
You're intense.
Yeah, you are intense. You are.
My heart's beating really fast.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
No, it's more of an adrenaline.
Are you sure it wasn't the two pizzas and the six donuts you ate before the show?
That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
Dude, it was the two donuts and the Mountain Dew form a chemical reaction that produces adrenaline.
Okay. Sure it's not diabetes, man?
I mean, there is some ways to prevent that from happening when you survive off donuts and Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I think you should go to the doctor.
I think that the counterbalance is 12 hours of sleep a night.
I'm actually having a really good eating week. I started a new policy early this week. I'm no longer eating with shirts on, and it's kind of helped out. I haven't ruined any shirts this week. It's kind of been a big week.
Now, what are you going to do about your pants problem?
What, the cigarette burns?
Yeah, yes. Are you not going to smoke cigarettes with pants on anymore?
It would get kind of awkward, dude.
I'm going to think about that one. I haven't come up with a solution.
The next time you ask me if I want to go into the garage and smoke a cigarette with you, the answer is no. Okay?
Deal.
All right, so we got the guys from Luke and the Junk. Say what's up, Luke.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
You just got back from out of town, man. We had a little trip planned, and I stood you up, right?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Yeah, so, and we were going to go to Charlottesville and check out the Music Resource Center.
Yeah, because I hear they're doing some similar things in Charlottesville with what we're trying to do in the Richmond scene.
Absolutely.
Why'd you stand them up?
You know, more important stuff to do. Sorry, dude. I had to, like, clean my room and shave my head, things like that. Cool, man. And you guys got some really, really good tunes that you're going to play for us tonight. And we're going to talk a little bit about this mysterious place called the Yerb. Is that correct?
Indeed.
And it's a magical place located somewhere in, around, above, or under Richmond, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All of the above, pretty much.
Very, very exclusive club, right?
Indeed. I mean, well, actually, we like to be pretty inclusive, but you have to know where to get, have to know how to get there.
We're going to be talking about that a little later on in the show.
So, yeah, at some point you're going to tell us, right?
Yes.
Maybe?
Sure.
Okay.
We've got a few different ways you can get there.
Where did you guys come up with the name for the Yerb? I really like it. You see it in a lot of bathroom lid seats and stuff like that. I think I chucked change into a toll, and I was like, huh, the Yerb. And I thought that was the entrance. Like, you dive into the toll booth coin
that's
collector.
That's one of them, actually.
But do y'all have any insight as to where that comes from?
Really, it's just kind of a word we would use to randomly replace any kind of word in any sentence, really. We just thought it was kind of funny sounding and decided that would be kind of a cool name to call the place. We get a lot of questions from people on that every time.
Cool. Well, before we get too much into the Yerb, let's go ahead and play a song, and we'll be back. You guys are going to kick it off with a tune, man. Luke and the Junk, baby. What's the song?
This is actually a good friend of ours back in the day, man. This is your buddy John DeLuca.
Yeah, JD, man.
His song, Battle of the Unicorn.
Awesome.
No, sounds cool.
I thought found myself on the top of a mountain. The air was hot and damp. Walls of fog crashed over each other in the valley. I heard a man screaming, and I looked down to see he was screaming at the most magnificent horse I had ever seen, as if it were another man, telling him to come back and fight. Don't you know that horse turned around, and I could have sworn there was a glowing horn coming straight out the top of his head. He opened his mouth, and this is what he said.
You wanna go knock the dust off? Don't make no never mind to me. Cause in the end, neither of us gon' bleed. Cause we both know that's what happens when you're just bones. I and a friend ended up just bones. Started off like you and me. Now he doesn't bleed, and I can send you to see for yourself you don't bleed. You wanna go? No, I've been known to crush bones. Gotta pay to play, boy, it ain't free. If you think I'm playing games and duck home, try dialing for some help upon your touch of town. If that's the case, then all the love, son, I'm tapped into a power bones don't touch on. It's either leave, so either leave me be, or we can go, woo! Tell him, Peg. Make no Narnia to me. Just like the days back before we were born. In the end, neither of us gon' bleed. Cause that's what happens when you're just bones. Your family, they won't be forlorn. Cause you can't weep, you can't bleed. See? You're just bones. Woo! Picked up my things, and I was on my way. So you can see why I'm a little late to work.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek, I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek. All the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem. In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mommy? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Sitting like a rock on the bottom of the sea, all the prehistoric fishes here move so gracefully. All this phosphorescence is just hypnotizing me. I could fall asleep here for all eternity. I said, I don't mind a thing. Said, think you'll drown, boy. Don't you think you'll freeze? Don't you think you'll die if you don't come up to breathe? I said, I don't mind anything. Said, such a pretty life there, might not want to leave. But I don't mind the darkness, and the cold is fine by me. And I got all these fishes here, keep me company. And I said, I I don't mind.
And that one was called Mariana, live here on Radio Rubber Room. And that's a Luke and the Junk song, correct there, Luke?
Yeah, we're playing all originals.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I really dig your songwriting. I really dig your voice.
Yeah.
The guys you're playing with, I'll play in a couple other bands too, a couple that we've had on here. How's that all work out for you guys, playing in a bunch of... You guys are kind of share that group of musicians.
Well, it works pretty well in terms of we have, like, the central place in the herb to kind of practice and keep it together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, got some commitments like Will's law school and such. Make it a little bit more difficult, but we've been working it out. So.
Yeah, Will should just drop out. Yeah, I've tried to have this conversation with him. Law. Just joking. We're going to all need lawyers at some point. Keep going, Will. Keep going. Now, you were talking earlier. You said you guys are going to actually be recording tomorrow.
Yeah, we got hooked up with a radio station. We're going to go in and spend the evening doing that tomorrow.
Cool, cool. Where at?
I'm actually not sure. It's a friend of ours, Jesse Varner.
Jesse. I met him about a week ago with Brian, who is your bass player, who is apparently too good to be on our radio show.
Apparently. So,
that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Now, is he going to be there tomorrow for the recording session?
Somehow he's making that, I believe. Mm, yeah.
I see. I'm going to have a long talk with Brian.
I think that would have made, if he was here today, that he would have been the most recurring guest on our show, I think.
He would have.
He missed SDN, his chance at the record.
Yeah. SDN, The Kindling Kind, and then Luke and the Junk.
Well, I think Will might have
Will,
that.
Will has the record.
Will holds the record now.
We celebrate Will.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, the Yerb, what is the Yerb?
It's a, you know, community music hub that... we're trying to expand into all the reaches of Richmond, but right now it's a location where we've been happy to put on quite a good number of shows from bands all over the country. Actually, a lot of Richmond bands and all sorts of different genres, and then traveling bands that have come from Brooklyn and South Carolina, San Francisco, all over the place.
Do you ever meet any other people that are doing the same thing, where it's just out of their house or whatever?
I've seen a couple other house venues in Richmond, but we try and take it the extra mile to set ourselves apart, and we really like that. We've had a lot of people, a lot of friends give us a hand with that through the whole process in the past year and a half.
And a lot of bands that come through there are bands that are doing a lot of other things too, playing a lot of places.
Oh yeah, we've had touring, the Black Girls come
Black
through.
Girls.
We've had
actually let me stop you there, Morgan. It's Black Girls.
You got me. Okay. Actually, you got
it's
caught
Black
me.
Black Girls.
One. I get
right?
myself all the time. We've had Black Girls. We've had the People's Blues of Richmond.
PBR, man.
We're actually looking to hopefully maybe this is still just a rumor, but maybe have a No BS brass band for New Year's Eve.
That would be sick, dude.
Yeah, hopefully that'll work out.
Now you guys, I mean, they're a big group of people, man. How do you fit? I've seen both the inside. You have an inside stage. You also have an outside stage. How do you fit all those people on one of those stages? Because they're not that big.
Right. I'm hoping that the No BS Brass Band will be able to fit. But we've actually had a band. It was actually all music students. They came through. And it was probably about 18 to 20 horn players. They couldn't all fit on the stage. We had about four of them standing up in front of the stage.
Right. Put a couple on the roof.
We were thinking about just surrounding the entire room with them and say everyone could stand in the middle.
That'd be pretty cool.
And also the Kindling Kind. I know some friends of ours, the Dream Machine, have just kind of caught on and been playing a little bit there. How do you think that is affecting, what is that doing for the music community right now, do you think? Or what are you trying to do for the music community?
Well, what we're really trying to do for the music community is basically just bring it up. You know, Richmond's got this plan to bring back the arts district, and to bring up, you know, arts and music, and things like that. And we're actually just trying to, you know, help that along as much as we can by providing free music and also supporting all the local places that have music playing there, especially the ones that throw it on for free. But we've actually gotten a lot of support from them, so... we're really happy to throw some support back in their direction and bring Richmond up all together as a whole instead of working in competition.
Now, how do you feel? I understand that Richmond has really kind of extended an olive branch to the creative community, but do you feel like that has been 100% effective on their part, or do you think that there have been some snags maybe with other parts of the government in Richmond? Do you think it's been a clean transition from Old Richmond to New Richmond is my real question?
Well, I like seeing the First Friday's Art Walk stuff, and I like that there's a lot of street music going on. I don't know, apparently, you know, it's okay to do it in some places, and I guess I can understand the legality of that and not in others, but I don't know, we're just all about free music or free art as much as we can get it, and as much of a unifying Richmond thing, hopefully won't encounter the resistance that I know exists out there.
Now, is it official? Has First Fridays come back? Because I know they canceled it in September. Did they do it in October?
It seemed pretty full force last night when we went out too.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I didn't even know that, man.
So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it looked like it's back.
Totally.
Some of the bands you've gotten from out of town, how did they get in touch with them? You get in touch, or they get in touch with you?
Well, a lot of times, mostly the first time they'll play, they'll get in touch with us through another band or two that's looking to play a show, and they'll
invite them to
play along. That was
actually originally how we got started was just some bands that had a gig canceled at another venue, and we had been kind of working along the ideas of a venue anyway, And we put on their show at our place, and since then, like we said, we've built stages and expanded, and we've been muraling the place and trying to make a really good environment for that. And so yeah, you know, sometimes they come to us, and sometimes we seek them out. As you know,
like in this house, I've never been. I'm just imagining, like, is there just like a kitchen or anything that y'all utilize?
I wouldn't really. I advise that. I don't know. There is a kitchen. It could be defined that way. But
it's had like 500 strangers in it.
Indeed. It's pretty much a free-for-all in a lot of the house. And, yeah, I don't know how much I'd be trying to cook there. But
yeah, I understand.
The microwave works.
Now, do you guys, is it a live-in situation?
Yeah, definitely. We live there and create and practice there and party there. We have like a good number of kind of honorary residents in a way too, Yerbians that are you know, slept many a times on the couches and dirty mattresses on the floor and things.
So there's tons of people. Just you always wake up in the morning, you're like, it's time to get these people out of here.
Yeah, we're just it just carries over into the next day and never really ends. Kind of with the herb is sort of the way that works.
Are you constantly seeing strangers there, like in the middle of the day?
Yeah, people just wander in off the streets. That doesn't always work out the greatest in some scenarios.
You're gonna wake up tomorrow morning and Sean's gonna be making a breakfast hot pocket.
in the
he knows you have a microwave. He knows you have couches and dirty mattresses.
I'm gonna use the kitchen.
All the amenities.
He might move out of his house after the show.
I'm gonna use the kitchen / bathroom to make some food.
His car would be right at home if he just parked it in the living room too.
Yeah. We could all actually pick it up and move it in.
It's right through doorways.
I like this new coffee table.
A good thing about my car is it also comes apart like a Lego model. It's like easy to move portions like engine and transmission.
Cool, man. So the Yerb. Obviously, everybody wants to know where it is, but few people do. So, are you guys going to tell us how to get there?
Well, we got a couple different ways you can get there.
Okay. Why don't we do one?
All right.
We'll do one now. So, if people are actually listening right now, grab a pen, grab paper. We're going to tell you how to find it.
Pay very close attention. First way you can get there is pretty much just find a piece of charcoal, any kind of charcoal around your house. Go to a wall, draw a door on your wall. Knock 3 times. Pause. Knock 2 more times. A bright light will shine through the cracks. Don't be afraid. The wizard will greet you. Get under his cloak. Do not be afraid. He knows the way.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah. I like that. It's true. It's true, actually. It's all true.
Is that how you got there the first time, Dan?
No. I took another way. I did take another way. So cool. I actually took the grotto.
Oh, yeah.
Well, are we going to talk
about
that?
You should meet
the
wizard. Yeah. He's nice.
Yeah, I've not met the wizard yet, but we actually, I don't know, most people don't understand the magic of radio, but this radio station is actually powered by magic.
Yeah, it is.
I believe it.
Really?
I can feel it.
There's a wizard who lives in the shed out there by the transmitter.
You guys stole our wizard?
No, he's a completely different wizard. Our wizard is drunk.
They might be related.
He says ours is.
They might possibly be related.
Cool, man. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to play a song right now. We'll be back with more Luke and the Junk. We'll talk a little bit about the Yerb, but I want to find out about you guys.
By the way, don't get under our wizard's cloak.
Yeah.
Tricked me with that one time.
Yeah.
Twice. He got you twice.
Hey, fool me once.
This next song we're about to play, this is Get On by Grinding Stone.
Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in like a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add like a pound of bacon. Like if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to like 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting. Chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it. I forgot jelly beans, dude. Ah, frustration becomes me.
Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Grape cloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
Grape Cloth is one of RVA's only hand-printed streetwear brands, and we are reaching out to you to help your ideas become wearable art. We only use the longest-lasting inks and can print on anything from Gildan to American Apparel with a 10-shirt minimum. For price and inquiries, send an email to grapecloth@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter at Grape Cloth. Grape Cloth. Live the good life.
Love the good life.
Man Child. From the makers of Liquid Meat is a food made for men that comes in 22-pound bags. Man Child. It's super easy to make. Just scoop one shovelful into a bowl and add your favorite liquid. I suggest beer. Man Child. Comes in one flavor. Animal by working with butchers, hatcheries, and restaurants. Man Child has been able to combine all the discarded bones and meat globules to create a dehydrated, crunchy supplement that's designed to be deliciously irresistible to men. Man Child always comes with the most recent issue of the Veronica's Secret catalog. Man Child. Eat it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert because it's enriched with awesomeness. Man Child. Mmm. Animal flavor. Delicious.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
the seventh time. Well, I'm not a fiend, it's not a lie, and it's not a trend. Well, it may be technically a crime, but I love to read outside the line.
Good Medicine by Luke and the Junk. Luke and the Junk.
That's a really, really good song, man. What's it about?
Pharmaceuticals, I suppose.
Yeah.
Nice.
What is your favorite kind of medicine?
I don't know.
Because I like anything cherry flavored.
Flintstones, man.
Yeah.
Flintstones?
Yeah, I'm with the gummies, man. The old ones were a little chalky for me, but the gummies, man, they get you ripped if you eat enough of them.
See, I like chalk.
So,
I like that cake we just ate. Sean's cake?
Yeah. He is quite a chef or a baker.
Whatever,
baking, right?
Whatever smells good, man. It's going in that cake.
Cool, man. So Luke and the Junk, you are comprised of four members, right?
That's right.
And it's obviously you.
Yeah.
Now, do you write all the songs?
I do. Been writing for 5 years now, and finally, in the last year and a half, 2 years, I've met all these good guys and started working on a project, and it's taking shape, you know.
Did you come up with the name of the band before the rest of them joined you, or did you just decide upon that later?
Actually, that was suggested by them. Yeah, like somewhere in the infancy of the whole thing.
I like that because you're pretty much like, it's Luke and then like some rubbish. Like, some guys,
it's pretty literal.
Some guys that are just like, we're going to play with you. It's cool. Don't even mention us. Like, it's weird because I'm having a really hard time getting people to join my band. Jolly Good Sean and the Purse Snatchers. Like,
No one wants to be involved with that kind of thing.
Derek, tell me about the other members, man, because we know them. We're good friends with you guys.
Yeah, well, we've got William Warner on the drums, Joe Delmonico on guitar, and Brian Riley on the bass.
Yeah, Brian. We shouldn't even mention his name. Yeah. I'm going to remove his name.
Scratch that from
the record. Yeah, I'm going to remove his name from the show.
Let's have a moment to condemn Brian. Brian, you're just so tall.
And awkward. You're awkward, too.
I've got alien fingers.
I wish you would just get shorter.
What other things can we say negatively about Brian?
You're just always in such
alien
guard,
fingers,
like nonchalant alien mood. Be more chalant.
Don't be so pretentious, Brian.
Yeah. Brian, you need to get bigger button-down shirts.
More colors, maybe. It's always black. So.
Yeah, more.
The busboy outfit.
More,
you know.
More khakis.
And just a warning for everyone out there, this is what happens when you don't come on our show.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We don't take kind of music. Now, Morgan, you play yourself too, right?
I do.
Bass, right?
Guitar and vocals, mostly. I've done some bass.
I've seen
work.
You play a bass, not a guitar. I've seen you play
that
a bass.
Was, that, was
that was a fun night, actually. Yeah, that was
yeah,
a great
yeah.
night. Sure, no. I impressed a lot of people that night.
I got to say, you impressed me, because I have to tell you, I have an affinity for bad music, man.
Awesome.
That was good, just
man.
Drunk.
Call me up anytime.
Bad
man,
music. Yeah. Well, you were drunk. That was the only time I ever heard, and that was the...
That's why I try to keep away from the bass, usually.
That was the night you were glad it was raining for the open stage mic.
I was cool with it, and it was other people who were a little upset with it. And I was like, wow, that is like, I've never heard... Helter Skelter covered in that fashion.
It's pretty but, awesome. But yeah, I actually play with the same guys that Luke has for his band when we get together. It's not as solid. We don't really actually plan to do anything in the future with it. It's more so just for fun. Luke's project here, Luke and the Junk, is he's trying to take this places, and you know, we wish him the best of luck for that. But usually when I play, it's more so just for fun. We throw together. Usually mostly covers.
It's good
stuff
because
like that.
When you work with the Junk, you can just always pass it to the left.
Nice. Well, why only for fun, Morgan? I mean, you know, is it because you don't take your craft seriously? Is it because you don't think it's a craft to you?
I think more so because what I'm really passionate about is working with the Yerb and doing what we're doing right now. Down the road, I really see myself being heavily involved in music more so than playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which so is what I'm really passionate
more in the
about.
Promotion end or booking end or
right somewhere yeah. in there booking managing.
Now you guys wanted to talk a little bit more about where the Yerb is going.
Oh yeah,
you guys
I
have
mean
this really nice chart. It's upside
yeah, that's
down.
That's crazy.
To me.
Who brings in like a pie chart with bar graphs? About
they want to pitch a business thing.
Is this a pitch? You guys are going to give us a pitch
to us?
No, actually, we're really just trying to. To let people know where we're going with it in hopes that we can get some other people involved in it, because it's already been a community effort, and, you know...
Can I ask really quick, who's the tall, skinny guy? Is that Brian?
Yeah, it is Brian.
Did you draw...
In his absence.
Did you draw pictures of people on there?
I know it's not Dan.
I got bored earlier when we were doing this thing.
I like that there's a plan. I always just feel like it's like, let's just slap stickers on everything, man, and we'll wear our shirts, even when it's 14 degrees out. we'll put them out there, and people will be like, who's that little guy? I feel bad for him. It's cool. He's going to be
he's totally shivering. Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, tell us a little bit, I guess, about what the plan is, what the future is.
Well, we've had many brainstorming sessions on this, and...
Excuse me, if you're going to present something on a flow chart, I think you need one of those little extendable...
Need a pointer.
Pointer, yeah. Do you have a pointer
here,
with you?
Use my pen.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, well, I mean, it's already...
Can Morgan hold it up so that you can point to things as we run down the list?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Morgan, hold it up for me to see as well. Okay, excellent.
I mean, well, I guess first off, we've already had it like running as a practice space. A lot of our friends have been in there using it. And in addition, a recording space, Black Girls recorded a video in there, and the Milkstains actually just did a little small EP a couple nights ago.
Those are two big names from Richmond, man.
Yeah, totally, and really good friends of ours. Raph, guys. Raph has been a huge help with the Herb.
Raph's pretty much our right hand man.
He plays drums in both bands. He's still playing drums with the Milkstains too. Right?
Milkstains and PBR. So those things. You know, we've already been a crash space for bands coming through the city as well. But these are ideas that we'd like to flesh out further. We'd also entertain the idea that. Providing group lessons, because we have such an extensive network of musicians. You know, it's been like 70-something bands, or 50 bands at least, that have played in the Yerb in the last year and a half. And a lot of those people have all sorts of different things to offer, we feel like. And if we can...
Now, lessons, I mean, musicians... I mean, I am not coordinated enough for an instrument, but musicians know how to meet chicks, man. Have you thought about, like, teaching lessons on how to meet chicks? Because I would take that class.
I don't know That's if anyone in the Yerb knows too much about that, apparently.
Hey, if I carry around a guitar and just carry it around, you think I'd meet a girl? Huh?
Lesson one, Dan.
Probably not.
Money. Lesson one.
Money.
Money.
None of that.
Dude. Yeah, we're poor musicians. We don't know much about that.
You're talking to the poorest of the poor, man. Look at my car out there. Y'all's cars are shining. And like, people come into my house regularly and they're like homeless guys, and they look around and they're like, to hell with that. And they just leave.
So, one of our biggest ideas for the future actually is to release live CDs live at the Yerb for free. We've actually got an internet site, if any of y'all have ever heard of it. It's called Kickstarter.com.
Yes.
They're a nonprofit. They promote people's artistic ideas and help them raise money. They actually just accepted our proposal for that to help us raise money to put out free live at the Yerb CDs in Richmond.
Now, how much are you guys trying to raise?
It's actually not up yet. We're still working on putting the video together. They say, you know, the people that have videos do a lot better on that site.
Of course.
So we were thinking to put it up at like 1,000, because I think the lowest is like 500, and then the second lowest is 1,000. So that'll probably be our goal, to raise 1,000, and that should be enough to do maybe two CDs and get a lot of them out there and distribute them for free.
Now, Kickstarter, they take, obviously, you have to make money in some of these ventures. They're not a non-profit, is what we're saying. Are you guys aware that they take a percentage?
No.
Did you know that?
No.
So they do actually take a percentage. So think about it, man. You guys have a lot of people coming to the Yerb. And you also have a lot of resources, like the show, RVA Magazine. I'm sure they would support you as well. 1,000, I think, is a really, you know, I think you guys could get more, man. We'll back you guys up. We'll help you raise some money.
Awesome.
Sean will cover whatever you don't get invested. He's got
that. I will cover it in grass clippings.
You got to power your car with that.
Anything that burns, really.
So you guys don't know specifically how much money you're trying to raise. Do you know what kind of equipment you're going to grab? Like, what are you looking for?
We don't really have any kind of too good of a recording equipment right now. We got a couple recording mics, but maybe to get the whole kind of stage set up to get really good live recording sound.
And I think a lot of it would be in duplication and in mastering and stuff too. We do have some contacts that have been nice enough to bring that sort of stuff by when we've done it in the past, you know, because we have, like I said, have recorded some stuff there. I guess we haven't looked into the technicalities of exactly what kind of equipment we need, because we kind of rely on the community heavily to piece together these projects, whether it's artists and musicians or people that are just interested in sound or, like, you know, the technical end of things. There's been a lot of different kind of people pitching in with it. So
the coolest part about these Yerb CDs, I think, is the first one we've got put together. All the rest we want to do live, but the first one we put together are all studio recordings, all bands that have played the Yerb. And we actually got we went around and asked them all if they're okay with us releasing this for free. And one of the songs we wanted to put on it is a Black Girls song. It's actually Black Girls featuring members of No BS Brass Band. And it's actually only released on vinyl, so I wasn't sure if they were going to give us the okay to release that on CD for free. But they actually did give us the okay on that, so I'm pretty excited about
that. That's Broadway?
Yeah, Broadway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's awesome.
I have that on vinyl.
I have that 7-inch as well.
That's good.
Stuff. Now, do you go to the Black Girls, or do you go to Worthless Junk? Because that was a Worthless Junk Records release.
Right, I went to Black Girls on that one. So
I guess.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, the way Richmond works, a lot of people don't realize this. It really is. There aren't a lot of resources here.
Right.
Most of the stuff that happens is, you know, community based. It's people like you guys going, we need more than we deserve more than we're getting right now. And, you know, getting everybody involved and trying to start a movement. Is that what you guys are trying to do? I mean, are you looking to create like a movement in Richmond?
Entirely. I mean, that's the whole idea so far. And we feel like if we build it kind of, you know, people will get more and more on board as we go. You know, we've
built it.
Like as we started with the interior space, you know, once we got the stage up, we're trying to kind of transform it into like an otherworldly kind of place. When you get there, you don't feel like you're really anywhere else. And we're always open to people that are in the art community. I'm a graduate of VCU myself in the arts, and we're trying to mural the place crazy. You know, we're printing posters, T-shirts, kind of stuff, fun promotional stuff to really get a lot of people involved. And so the more we can get it out there, hopefully the more people will be interested in being a part of it.
Cool. So with Kickstarter, you have to, or you don't have to, but you kind of, to encourage donations, you kind of give them gifts.
Right.
Have you guys figured out kind of the tiers of that? Are you going to give away posters, shirts?
Right. We haven't figured out exactly the tiers, but we've kind of figured out like what it's going to be. Stickers, T-shirts, posters, art pieces, things of that nature, but...
Cool. We've got to get to a break, I believe. But before we do that, do you want to give another way to get to the Europe?
Yeah. Tell everybody. Give them if you have an easier one, because that other one was a little complex. Not everybody has chalk.
That's my favorite way
charcoal,
to get there.
Charcoal. It's charcoal.
Oh, all right. Well, this one, all you really got to do is follow the second star on the right and straight on till morning.
Never, never land.
Pretty simple.
So we're getting closer to where the Europe is.
There you go.
Never, never land.
It's a state of mind.
Well, this next song,
this next song that's only a minute and 37 seconds long.
Are we not there yet?
We are not there yet. Derek.
Okay.
Booyah. Hey, welcome to the radio.
Got 2 minutes, Derek. 2 minutes. Got 2 minutes. You got to hold this one down, man.
God.
You did it.
So, Luke and the Junk, you guys are recording tomorrow. How many songs are you trying to get done?
We're going to play it by ear, but I'm hoping for at least like 5. We'll see what happens.
How long do you have?
We're going in at 7 p.m. and, I've been told that we have pretty much free rein for as deep into the night as we want to go with it.
So you're going to kind of play that like endless time, like stay there like 4 days?
Yeah, like, hopefully.
Like you just said, we can go as long as we want.
Just not stop playing the whole time. Marathon.
Party.
Yeah.
And are they going to be taking care of like the mixing of that too?
We're going to probably try and get something down, go with like an all live sound for the most part. I guess there people there are going to help us with that. So I don't know, a lot of these things are, we play it by ear. It's kind of
go with the flow.
Yeah,
go with the
indeed.
Flow.
So, you guys recording at another radio station. I know SDN had done that previously, had done the same thing. How did you feel that the sound was from their recordings?
I think it was Kindling Kind Stuff, I believe, that Jesse did. It sounded pretty good to me. I haven't listened to it with a technical ear for how specifically well the recordings
like
are mastered.
Sound,
but
yeah,
I think it
sounded,
came out.
I thought it sounded really good.
I did too.
What?
It sounded good, it sounded almost like the vocals were isolated. So it sounded like he tracked everything else live, right?
I think so. I think they did the group, and then I mean, Will here actually knows the answers to these questions.
That's cool. Hey, let's go ahead and play this song, and then we'll talk more about it in the next hour.
It's PBR, only insane.
Try it, take it easy, man. You're letting things get out.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Yeah, welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
We are back.
We are.
Derek, Dan.
Sean.
I get it. Sometimes Sean. I say words twice.
No, it's not you. I like to get my point across.
He likes to mock you.
Cool. I just said it four times.
Let's just say cool for 30 seconds.
Yes.
Let's not do that.
I don't like your attitude.
Why don't you interview the band or something?
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's good, band.
Cool.
Good.
Hey, is Simon's mom gonna come tonight, or is she not coming, or what?
I'm here. I don't have any picks though.
I was just
so excited to find out about this place, the Yerb, and I did meet the wizard. He really is a nice guy.
Oh yeah.
I just can't wait. This is so amazing to me.
What was under his cloak?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
That's none of your business. You will find out. You will find out if you go.
It's very mystical.
So, do you guys know Simon's mom? Either one of you two? Don't know Simon's mom?
I haven't been to the Yerb yet when there's any music. Yeah. I just wanted to meet the wizard.
So I could get. You just hung out under his cloak, right?
Yeah. But now that I know the way, I'm going to be there all the time.
I bet you are. So,
and I think I'm going to clean that kitchen for you boys.
So, Simon's mom, what'd you do? You don't have any picks for us, so you're not. You don't have any places you're going for music this week?
No, I'm going to go. I just don't have them written down.
Oh, I got you. What'd you do last week?
Last week, I did a lot of things. Thanks for asking.
Anything cool?
I'm not telling it. When I tell you where I am, you always show up.
Yeah, whatever.
Last week, we did see a ton of shows, me and Simon's mom. I drove her all around town.
Yeah,
did
we you? Went. I rode with Sean. We saw a lot of things. Last Saturday, we went to like 3 shows.
We did.
Yeah, I was with him. I don't remember seeing you there.
I was avoiding eye contact and kind of staying on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I had one of your cakes, man. I had one of your cakes. I forgot.
My cakes are so good.
Your cakes are good, Sean, but they're not as good as my cakes.
Mine are infused with awesome.
Sweet.
It is sweet.
So, guys, is Simon's mom allowed at the Yerb?
Anybody?
She's too old,
is really?
She too old? I would think she was too old.
No,
she's
we
really
cool. We had actually one of the most interesting crowds. We had a jazz show. And they were by far the most respectful group of like audience members. I don't know. There was like about 17 to 55, but you know, it was all sorts of people. And
that's your demographic, Simon's mom, right?
Yeah.
You go a little bit higher though, too, right?
All demographics are my demographic.
What's your age limit? Where do you cut off?
I don't like limits or rules.
Oh, okay.
Or boundaries.
Okay.
You know.
Uh huh.
My roommate's 89 and he plays a mean harmonica.
I'd love to meet him.
I can arrange that.
I'll wheelchair him on out to the front porch.
Cool. Cool.
Stop mocking Derek, Simon's mom.
Sorry, Derek.
Since I've been working for this radio show, I've met like 4 or 5 drummers, and Will is definitely in my top 10. And I know he can't hear me now.
Thank you.
Yeah, he heard you. He heard you.
Top 10.
Will's like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
I like that you're like a little guy that plays the biggest, awkwardest thing you could bring everywhere. Like, I always see Rob from DBS, like the last one, like everybody else in the band's like, forget about Rob. He's cool. And I really appreciate that today you're just like, I'm going to bring a maraca and like a African thing. I'm going to look into it. I can't see you, but I'm sure that you're like, you know, wearing flip-flops and a Yerb shirt. And, like, you know, winter's coming. I imagine that I won't see you for the whole duration. Like, you've collected acorns or some kind of other thing.
He hid them.
That's a good question. Now, does Will have a winter wardrobe, or does he just wear the same thing he wears
just shivers
in the summer?
I think violently.
You don't migrate south.
He's got a Yerb Snuggie, actually.
Oh, nice. I remember seeing Will the other last weekend, and just his hands tucked into his shirt, like freezing.
It's a frequent pose.
They have these things called sweatshirts.
So, speaking of Yerb shirts, I mean, you guys do you print the shirts right there at the Yerb, right?
Indeed, we did it during that hurricane that we had.
Oh, you guys were going strong during the hurricane?
We were printing our first run of Yerb shirts during the hurricane.
Oh, nice. Do you print on anything else? Do you have any sweatshirts?
Hoodies? Not yet. Winter's coming, so we're going to need to get on that. But right now, you know, it's just been all sorts of t-shirts that we've gotten.
Yeah, Will's going to appreciate the sweatshirt. Let me make that happen for at least one.
Yeah.
At least one.
Now,
just put a t-shirt over a sweatshirt.
Now, you guys have said art. You've sold some art, I'm assuming, through the Yerb. Are they like hand prints? Are they doodles on a napkin?
They're mostly hand prints. And, I mean, the t-shirts have been the biggest thing, but I've done a lot of show posters for various bands around the area, too. It's not necessarily Yerb affiliated, but I'm always looking for people to get in with that, too, because I really like working on artwork for the music industry.
He makes a mean rock and roll poster.
Oh, nice, nice. I have not seen any of them.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you have. I did a lot of the work for PBR in the past year, and their
PBR
album cover.
Sticker?
Yeah, their
that?
Sticker.
Definitely,
like, the artwork of an album is something that I can appreciate, because records back in the day, like, that was half of the thing. Like, you were getting some really cool art.
Yeah, it winds up being, you know, whether you want it or not, somewhat of the face of your band. I mean, outside of your live performances, people have your CD, you know, it necessarily is tied to the way you're represented, so.
Well, that's good. That's something that the way music has changed, being so much digital, you know, music is a file now a lot more than it is a piece of product anymore,
yeah,
like
thanks,
a physical
Steve Jobs.
Product.
Tactile thing, yeah.
But, you know, art was always such a big part of it, too, almost unnoticed, you know, you got your CD and it had art on it.
Yeah.
And now you download a file. I mean, a lot of files come with the record art and stuff like that, but
yeah, but how many people do you think, I mean, you guys, you consume your music in a different fashion, right? You're not using iPods. You don't have it on your cell phone, most of you guys. Do
no,
you?
And I've managed to break my computer recently, leaving in the rain, so I don't even have that anymore. It's just whatever.
So wait, does the Yerb have a roof?
It's not a very good one. There's like several locations where you can definitely catch a shower in the Yerb just when it rains hard enough. So
just got to keep your shampoo handy, really.
Yeah,
I'll stop by.
So did you guys make it through this list here, or where did we leave off on that?
Well, I guess we wanted to talk about. You know, the fact that there have been some venues around the Richmond area that have really showed their support for us, too, in addition to you guys and, you know, the show up at Diem and, you know, places like Wheezy's and Emilio's. I think next week there's going to be a Dream
it's
Machine
actually,
show.
It's actually next Thursday. This coming up
Save the Yerb,
Thursday.
Right?
We got it's a Save the Yerb
the 13th.
Show. We've come into a little bit of trouble. And we talked to them. We just let them know what was going on, and they immediately talked to the guy at Wheezy's. They had the show booked. They're going to have Jars out there next Thursday at Wheezy's Kitchen in Carytown. Jars with for people to give money to the Yerb. And they also got the owner, Todd, to agree to donate 10% of the whole bar tab that night.
And we're really excited about the implications of that sort of thing, working with venues. Because, you know, what we're doing with the free music thing is not designed to compete with venues. It's just designed to promote artists, give them a platform to play their music for people. And I feel like, you know, when you put the Yerb name on it, people know that they're coming for a pretty good time and a wild show. And they get exposed to new music just because they're coming to the Yerb. You know, they don't have to know the band that they want to come see. They just get there and they find somebody new that's playing in the area. And I really feel like it's a really big thing for exposure, and we like that other venues are willing to help work with that. And I mean, we'd love to send people their way.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a great opportunity for bands to find that exposure, and then go into the clubs and the venues with that following.
Now, being an underground venue, do y'all find that things sometimes get out of hand there? You're like, who brought this goat in here?
Every now and then we've had.
It does get a little hairy from time to time.
The ironic part of that question is it was probably Sean. But back to the venues. I personally, we've had this conversation about the Richmond music scene and all the good stuff that's going on in it, from the quality of the bands and musicians out there, the quality of the venues that have stepped up in the last couple of years. As far as fan bases going to venues, a lot of times, you know, I go to music to a venue not necessarily knowing, like you're talking about, people go to the Yerb not necessarily knowing who they're going to see. They just go for music. I find that is lacking in some ways in Richmond, as far as people just going to Emilio's, not knowing who's playing, just knowing that there's probably going to be music there, or a place like the Camel, or a number of the Republic, wherever. What do you think that is, that some people just don't do that on their own anyway?
I feel like people need, like, some sort of proof that they're going to be spending their evening well or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think that's sort of missing the point. And the live music experience is a really valuable thing. That's one reason I really like going up to DM when you guys do the open mic night, because there's always such a widespread, you know, of different kinds of artists and different kind of influences and styles that you could see there. I like being exposed to new things, and I hope that, you know, more people around the Richmond area, you know, get on board with that. I can't say why they wouldn't, but you know, it's now, only so many hours in a day.
Now, I have a question for you before we go to a break. There has been kind of an issue with the Richmond music scene for the period of time that I've been in it, and I grew up here, is there isn't a ton of support from other, you know, musicians kind of find their niches, and they stay there. And they do shows with the same bands. Now, do you think, or is something like the Yerb, are you guys doing this to try to change that dynamic?
Definitely. That was one of our first ideas when we started this. We kind of realized that there's little circles of musicians. They all play for each other's bands, but they usually tend to not socialize too much or go out to shows for these other circles of musicians and people. But one of our goals with the Yerb is to bring all these people together, start introducing them to each other so more of them will hang out, and to combine all these circles into one big circle.
Bridge those gaps and really get exposure for everybody. And I mean, I think it's just a mutually beneficial process. You know, people that are fans of one sort of music, you know, they get to come out and, you know, a lot of times when we have, like, other bands help us book shows, you know, they get their music taste in there, and they get the chance to, you know, open people's eyes to something, or their ears to something that they haven't necessarily heard before.
And I think Richmond is full of so many great musicians that bringing them all together to know each other like that and have the opportunity to work together with each other, that we could really bring some amazing music out of Richmond and show the world what kind of potential we have here.
I agree.
It would definitely be cool if y'all had a night at the Yerb where it was like musicians only and you just had like 47 guitar players.
Well, that's Yerb's giving.
This is Dead Man's Tongue by the Dream Machine.
Dead Man's Hand separates the people, divides all the land like water from the sand and sand through the glass. Far side future, the near side past. Dead men's words are etched in stone. The songs of war heroes still protecting their homes. And against all of these, one man stood alone and said, tear down these walls, we cannot stall. There's no hope for us until they fall. Justice for all, justice not law. Is there no one who will answer the call? 6 men stood to answer the call. 1 man short and 1 man tall. 3 men young and 3 men old. 1 man brave and 5 men bold. 1 man fat and 1 man thin. The only thing in common was the color of skin. The man they call kin and their measure of sin. With one tongue they were signed unto him. They say, you don't belong. You are not strong. Can a million voices all be wrong? A
crowd gathered round, the man stood alone. One man strong but six men stones. One man grown and six men grown. Six well known, the one well known. And everybody knew that the seven were kin. And the only thing in common was the color of skin. And the fire within him had burned to his head. There were flames on his voice when he finally said, these words I've hung here in my lungs, like the splinters on a dead man's tongue. Throw down your gun, the song you've sung. We're all written in a dead man's tongue. The time has come for old and young to stop speaking in a dead man's tongue. Everyone could see from the look in his eye that it was time to fight, or it was time to fly. It was time to die, or it was time to kill. It was time for some time stood still. And he said, tear down these walls, we cannot stall. There's no hope for us until they fall. Justice for all, justice not law. Is there no one who will answer the call? Is long, but we are strong, and we're willing to answer the call.
This is Zamzam with Al Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, babies and senile folks, the American kind, it's time for you to be aware of a great plague that is threatening to turn our great country into a land of great demise. Marijuana. Marijuana is a plant that converts large amounts of polluting carbon dioxide into oxygen and grows easily in most environments, threatening industries such as the lumber and oil industries. And they are awesome. Marijuana is obtained by users in exchange for money or illicit acts. Marijuana is typically smoked or baked into brownies. Smoking is not fun. Brownies are okay though, but not if marijuana is involved. Marijuana can cause users to feel happy and peaceful and artistic, but it's still bad, real bad, because the government tells us so, and we should trust them. Marijuana users have many different names, like stoners, potheads, reefer fiends, and Grateful Dead fan. They will typically help draw people into their growing cult by being really friendly and offering food or other items if you join them. Studies have shown that marijuana use leads to an increase in snack cake consumption, and God help us, we need those snack cakes. Studies also show that marijuana can reduce stress and increase libido, but you still should not do it. It can help cure most common ailments and death, but don't mess with it. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, a gateway into magical places where things taste better, jokes are funnier, and music is more powerful. And that's bad. So patrol the fields, and if you see any marijuana, burn it. That's the only way to make sure you've done your part to stop the scourge of this terrible plant.
Somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs! Stairs! Stairs!
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
I gotta tell you, man, if the Luke and the Junk thing doesn't work out, and if the Luke and the Junk thing doesn't work out, and the Yerb doesn't work out, God forbid, you should be in a Doors cover band.
I've heard that in the course of playing these shows, people that's the one comparison I get, I guess.
I was listening to a live Doors song one time. I swear, I thought I heard Luke singing in there.
I mean, that's not a bad
no.
It's definitely not a bad association. Yeah, definitely.
That's quite flattering.
I definitely dig your voice, man. Definitely dig your voice. How long have you been singing? They said you've been writing about 5 years. How long have you been singing?
Just a couple of years, really. I never really thought, I don't know, that I'd be doing much with it. And I've listened back to myself when I first ever started recording anything on my iTunes or GarageBand or whatever. And it's pretty terrible, so I don't know. I feel like it's come a ways, you know, for anybody to tell me they appreciate it. It's pretty nice, but...
I actually heard, I think it was Brian or Will, somebody I was talking to about your songs, which I think are awesome, that you have a ton of original songs.
Yeah, there's like hundreds and more on my computer that I've written. It's kind
of... Not anymore, right?
Well, yeah, it's... yeah, the rainstorm didn't help it. But I'm hoping that I can recover those things, because they do mean something to... It's kind of addicting, writing songs. And while I'm always pushing to learn more guitar to be able to set these things to, I can't stop writing. And, you know, even when we get songs going that we like and in the junk sets... I still, every time I see these guys, I'm always trying to introduce new stuff because I just have so much of it and I'm addicted to it, so.
Yeah, would it, Brian, whoever I was speaking to, had said something like they have 30 of your songs down pretty solid, is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, we've performed at least like 30 of them, and, you know, certain ones we're more comfortable than others, but, yeah, definitely a pretty solid number. In fact, he had them all written down next to like the Spotted Dead Nettle and the Kindling Kind, and it was like, you know, their lists combined plus, you know, another entire like double that, you know. So,
that's pretty impressive, man. I gotta tell you, really impressive.
Well, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Now another thing that I was told was you're a little self-conscious about your songs.
I suppose, maybe, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy it and I really like it, that there's anybody that wants to listen to it, so that's...
now, do you feel like you're, you know, being a little self-conscious because you can't tell? And what I was told, and I'm pretty sure it was Brian at this point, was that before you guys do a show and they go, so what are we going to play? And you're like, whatever.
Yeah, it's all... I don't know, I guess so, because it's just it's always just left up to the last minute, and... And maybe it's, you know, we get a fair amount of practice time, but I always feel like I'm, you know, yearning for more of that, I guess. But maybe that's part of it. But overall, it's just an interesting, different manifestation of artwork that I do, because I do so much visual work and stuff, too. It's just something I didn't expect to find myself in the middle of, but that I really enjoy, you know.
It's really cool, man. You're just you're a creative spirit, man. You're not really a painter or a musician. You're just, like, compelled to create things.
Yeah, and, you know, it's taken form in a lot of different things, you know, through the years. And right now it's in a cool place with artwork for bands and the Yerb and getting to play music with the Junk and a fantastic group of guys. So pretty happy at this point.
So, you guys are about to go in and record tomorrow. How many songs do you expect to get done?
Five.
Where were you last interview?
I don't know. I was pulling. I was like turning knobs and pushing buttons. I don't know if you noticed, but I have stuff to do on this radio.
I'm gonna answer for Luke. It's five.
Turning knobs five songs. And making it look like he's doing something important. Well,
truthfully, even just to say five would make it sound like we had some sort of plan. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be more the scenario where we get in there, and just like you were mentioning before gigs, I'm going to be like, so what are we doing tonight, guys? Like, what's about to happen here?
You're like, you know? You're the leader.
Yeah.
Now you being a bit self-conscious, do you think that's attributed to a lack of experience, which you can't tell, by the way, or do you think it's attributed to seeing your YouTube videos and going, wait a minute, I'm not impressed with this?
I guess a little bit of both. The more that I play in new situations, like even this one, for instance, the more it becomes a more comfortable thing. I feel like, you know, that's going to be beneficial because, you know, when I'm more comfortable and relaxed, things usually tend to work better. But, you know, it's just it's a time-testing thing, and I guess I'm just like seeing how it goes, and the more that I do it, the more that I learn, the more that I'm interested to do it further and keep pushing it.
Now, having such an extensive catalogs of songs pre-written, have you ever considered like releasing the world's longest album, like a septuple? Like, enjoy 16 hours worth of music from Luke in the Jungle.
It might be unlistenable at that point. I don't know.
You could just pass it out on big hard drives. Yeah, giant hard drives.
Listen to us jam to this one song for 4 hours.
Yeah, that could definitely happen. You can hear it live at the Yerb a lot of times. Probably more than anybody there sometimes wants it to be, but. You can hear pretty much.
We get our jamming on.
Yeah.
So what's the longest continual jam session, you guys? How many days?
Oh, man.
Nonstop.
Be like, sub! We need a sub!
Come on.
There's been some good ones after shows a lot of times, especially in the early shows. I feel like that happened more frequently, and now we're like usually booked so solid that, you know, everyone is done at the end of the night, but... In the early days, we used to have like pretty serious jams after.
I think one day after one of those shows, we had a jam the next day. It lasted about 7 or 8 hours, probably.
And
people switching on and off.
Musicians from all different bands and stuff. And that's one of the coolest parts is this. Getting that time around when we really like it when people feel like hanging around, you know, and don't just come and like play their show and like step out, you know, and they get in and jam with some other people. It's a pretty interesting way to mix it up.
Yeah, because, I mean, do you notice that? Obviously, you've seen that before. Do you notice that the audiences tend to leave with that band? Like,
I feel like that is something that I've been appreciative of. I think, sometimes, you know, there's a spot, and I guess, you know, if we pair a couple bands that are pretty different in taste, you know, some people will, like, kind of roll out. But I feel like that's one of the nicest things is that people do stick around and listen to most everything that we put on, and... As long as we've got live music for them, and it's always free, and they can always come at any point, you know, I feel like they're in for it.
Now I see it, because I see that happening in a lot of cases at venues. A band comes, does their show, bails, and all the people who came to see them that want to hang out with them take off too. Because,
right.
You know, it's like, it's almost like not only are you snubbing the other musicians involved, but it's a bit of a snub to... their fans too, or the people who, you know, want to hang out with them and see them, and
right.
You don't get that with the Yerb.
No, I feel like that's actually one of the tools that's helped us make the Yerb what it is the crossover between those bands. You know, like at the beginning, bands like Spotted Dead Nettle and PBR and Tongues and you know, eventually Black Girls. You know, those bands have helped us expose people to some other music. You know, and it's not like they just come for that, but they bring out, you know, pretty solid crowds, some of those bands, and at that point, you know, they're new faces to the Yerb, and it's grown into the hundreds, and you know, any show, anybody's liable to stick around and see any kind of music. So,
cool, man. We're gonna play a song, and
don't we want to do one
break?
More way to get to the Yerb?
Yeah, we could do that.
Tell the people, Morgan.
Oh, got one last way for you here. Listen to this one. Write this one down. This is a fun way. You can take a loaf of bread, pretty much any kind of bread, you know, white, wheat, multigrain, doesn't really matter.
What if it's
too much.
A loaf of bread heels?
That's even better, count? Actually.
Oh, nice.
That'll get you there faster, actually. You take just one slice. Take it, put it in a crawl space, in a shed, in a basement, under your
damp.
House.
Somewhere damp.
Somewhere dark and dank. Leave it for a week. A week precisely. Get down there, pull it out, eat the bread. Wait about 20 to 30 minutes, you'll be at the Yerb.
Oh, yeah? And if you have any kind of infection, it'll be wiped out as well. So.
I've gone to the Yerb tons of times that way.
It's a fun way to get there.
That's where I was
This
going.
Next song.
If you want to go to the Yerb and the toilet, that's the best
way. This Wild Child by Will's other band, The Kindling Kind.
Yeah.
Just a wild child. A story unfolding all the while. The music plays into the night, raging progress.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium. Make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious five-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
New from Liquid Meat comes the Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. So you think Liquid Meat is the best thing to happen to you since aerosol cheese? Well then you had better have a seat because you're in for a little treat. Tantalize and tickle your taste buds with the new Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. New from Spoofco Culinary Division.
It's easy and it's fun!
Simply pour one can of your favorite carbonated meat flavor into our patented Liquid Meat Popsicle mold. Add used popsicle sticks, pencils, pens, toothpicks, wooden matches, steel cable, or kindling. And in no time, your whole family will be enjoying a delicious frozen meat treat.
Yay!
Don't be afraid to spice things up. The Liquid Meat Popsicle Kit also comes with its very own recipe guide.
I love the barbecue chicken skull. One can of liquid chicken and a squirt of bold and spicy barbecue sauce, and I'm enjoying a frozen backyard barbecue on a stick.
My kids hate leftovers, and we used to waste so much food after the holidays, but thanks to recipes like the Thanksgiving Sickle, my family can relive the holidays for weeks to come. I just pour in one can of liquid turkey, a dash of stuffing, mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of cranberry sauce, and gravy to taste, and before they know it, my family's having a holiday feast suck fest, and I just can't get enough of it.
Other favorite recipes include the double bacon ostrich burger, potted meat and veggies, chicken piccata, beef ravioli, and my personal favorite, boiled tripe with potatoes and gravy. The Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker is sure to keep you sucking on all your favorite liquid meat meals for years to come. Sticks not included.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
gotta say, the time has come for, and the blindness of youth will cease to be young. If it's love, if it's love, if it's love, it'll never die. If it's love, this love will never die.
It's Love by Luke and the Junk live here on Radio Rubber Room. So, is it love?
I think so.
It's a, yeah.
Nothing but love, man.
I got love for you guys.
I think that's a great song.
Yeah, so do I. I got love for that song, man. Luke, how do you, what inspires you to write, man?
Life, really. I mean, not to say that things are specifically autobiographical or anything, you know, but just all the experiences and some, and it's been a huge outlet as well, you know, over the years, just for all sorts of things. You know, music has been a big part of, you know, my development, I suppose, just fleshing these things out as creations on paper, and then now getting to play them is a pretty important part of my life, you know, at this point.
Now, that's a pretty standard answer, but, like, specifically, is it the bad times? Is it the good times? Is it the boring times? Is it alcohol? Is it what?
You know, it's, like, an amalgamation of all those things, but I would say specifically, like, the bad times are more inspiring. You know, the good times are nice, and I feel like sometimes I have less need for the creative output at that point, and you know, if I do try and output anything, it you know, I feel like I often risk sounding cheesy at that point when it's just, you know, all happiness. But I like the fact that the world is a whole spectrum of emotions, and I try and capture that in what I write and the way I play and sing. So
now, overall, I mean, and if you look at it, look at bands that have been successful in the past. It seems like the level of talent that they initially exhibited kind of tapers off. Do you think that happiness and success is a bad thing for the creative spirit?
Not specifically. I think that that a creative person has all sorts of, I guess, triggers throughout life, and I can't imagine that just, you know, some sort of improving situation would stifle you. I know that it has happened, and people will write songs about, I don't know, less interesting topics sometimes once they've reached that point, but, I don't know, I feel like you can still find it, anywhere in this world, you know.
Cool, good answer.
Now, the aspect of free music and art, is your music and your art something you'd one day like to make a living off of that?
I would hope that at some point I can find this sort of equilibrium where I can balance, I guess, living, just basic getting by against the artwork that I'm creating, where it kind of supports itself and is like self-perpetuating in that way. So yeah, at some point I would like, you know, the fact that I'm doing these things to make things more comfortable, so I don't have to, I guess, you know, work something that I really dislike. You know, it would really be nice if somewhere there was, you know, a meeting point of those things. But at this point, it will continue to happen just for the sake of creation, regardless of how it's, I guess, like, supporting itself or not, you know.
So what does an artist who doesn't have a craft that is self-sustaining, what does he do for money?
Well,
what do you do for work?
Well, like I said, I do gig jobs with artwork to pay off those student loans that are hanging over my head. But aside from that, I try and do like odd jobs and remodeling and stuff like that, which is still, in a way, creating something, because it's work with hands-on kind of stuff, you know, around some houses in the Richmond area. But I don't know. I mean, I like work where I get to have a tactile outcome. So that's, you know, whether it's art or music or, you know, building an addition on a house or something.
Now, have you ever? I get great pleasure from, and oftentimes when I'm upset or angry, I like to build something and destroy it. Have you ever done that, dude?
I've definitely built kind of mockeries of myself a good number of times.
Effigies?
Yeah, like, just...
carve your bust out of cheese.
Well, that's not...
And you, like, eat it. That's what I taste like, cheddar.
Because what he was really asking you is, do you want to play with Legos with him sometime?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
Actually, Legos are one of my greatest inspirations from childhood, so, you know, that goes a long way. But... I don't know, in terms of the whole destruction thing, I feel like I've definitely created destructive works of art that have done my life no good, but for some reason it still feels good to put them out there and just know that it's a part of all of it too, you know. I mean, it's not always fun and games, and sometimes you're harder on yourself, but I mean, I feel like it's all part of life.
Well, I feel like it's almost a part of, like, the conscious mind. Theologically, God creates and destroys. I mean, it's part of being creative. I think you have to be destructive to some extent.
And just the transient nature of anything in life is, you know, there's a living period, and then everything is also ending at some point, you know, and that knowledge... You know, it challenges people throughout their lives to the point that they're going to, you know, not exist at some point, and they, you know, like, feel like they can never do enough before that time. But, you know, it just all plays into the psychological factors that make human beings what they are and do what they do, so.
Have you ever sold a piece of artwork and then regretted that you sold it to that person?
Not particularly, no. I mean, It's all part of the game, I guess.
So, I mean, how personal is your artwork? Is it all personal? Is some of it not personal? Is it easy to let go of those things?
I feel like yes. I mean,
for the right price, right?
Unfortunately, there hasn't been a right price yet. But it is what it is, and it's all part. And I feel like they're kind of markers to whatever. Time and place I'm in, you know, at that point, but and they're interesting to look back at for that reason. But overall, I mean, I don't want to, like, live in, you know, any piece that I've created or regret anyone over, you know, like, just it's always new stuff to be done.
Good.
Do you want to let them tell them one of the other ways to get to the Yerb? I think.
Oh, I thought the last one was the last one. I thought you said you had one more.
I think we got a couple more, actually.
Oh, but we'll have a couple more?
We'll leave you with one more to get there. The rest you're going to have to figure out.
We got a little bit of time. I'd like to hear...
Great, we got a couple more things we'd like to talk about.
Yeah, sure, good. Go ahead, man.
one thing that we'd really like to see is a lot more people getting involved with what we're trying to do. We've got a lot of bright hopes for the future in this, and we think that this is a really great opportunity for people to get involved. We need all sorts of kind of help with painting and any little thing that anyone can have to offer for us.
Before we go that route, what about the people listening who might only be able to help you through the internet? Obviously, Kickstarter, they can donate.
Right, Kickstarter.
How do they contact you? How do they see what's going on at the Yerb? Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page. And they can get in touch with us there. You know, people, you know, even just ideas are a great thing for us. We know we thrive off of you know, our own silly creations and the ideas of other people that can help us further this thing. And, you know, and places like, you know, Radio Rubber Room that are empowering us, you know, like, to get out there and talk to people. And, you know, we really appreciate that kind of opportunity, that kind of, you know, everybody has, like, different strengths and things to offer. And, you know, so really, just anyway, people know, you know, what they have to offer. Sometimes they don't know what they have to offer, but... you know, there's a place for anyone's input in this. It's a real community effort, and we definitely have had a lot of close community with the Yerb, and we're looking for more people to always to get involved with us. And yeah, you can find us on the internet, and you can get in touch with us, and you can send ideas if that's all you have to offer to us. You know, be it like, you know, because of your location or anything, but. You know, we'd love to offer you free music always, because that's what the Yerb is about, is free music, because, I don't know, we like it that way best.
It's always best that way.
I like it, too. We got about 2 minutes.
We've also got a couple ways to people can find us. We've got an email if anyone would like to contact us. It's theyerbrva@gmail.com.
There's a hyphen in there.
Wow.
Between the... Email. There's a Blogspot page, though, that's just been started up, and that has a hyphen. It's the-yerb@blogspot.com, and you can find some pictures and cool stuff up there, some videos.
Now, how do you get that done with a wet computer?
Well, luckily
he steals mine.
Yeah, I have access to a couple other people's, and I'm hoping to get that thing up and running again, but...
But we'd also like to say that what we're doing isn't possible without support from local businesses that support us, and also from support from people like you guys in the Rubber Room putting this thing out. What you guys do here is really spectacular, and I really think it's helping to bring up the arts and the music community here in Richmond.
Hey, man, the feeling is mutual, guys. Check out Luke and the Junk, and if you're in Richmond, check out the Yerb.
Save the Yerb show with Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Save the Yerb.
Weezy's Yerb show. Weezy's Kitchen on Thursday. It's a free show.
So come and support.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice candy.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck. Oh,
I seen him.
Well, that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man, when it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now 102.9 FM. WHAN.